strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking, it was done.
You're listening to the Green Pastures with Jesus podcast, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church, located in lovely Fairmont, Minnesota. You found your daily home for a few minutes with Jesus, including a Monday and Thursday in-depth study podcast and the occasional Saturday bonus episode. I'm your host, Pastor Peter Hagen. Today we've got our daily Bible reading, so take a deep breath and let's hear what God has to say. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Christ, you are the true light who has come into the world to enlighten and sanctify all people. Let the light of your face shine on us, that we may shine with your light on those in the world, so that they may be led to you, and make our paths straight, so that we may walk in your commands. Amen. Today's Bible reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. We sent Timothy, who is our brother and God's fellow worker in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. You know quite well that we were destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter might have tempted you, and our efforts might have become useless. But Timothy has just now come to us from you, and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us, and that you long to see us, just as we also long to see you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now, we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you, in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts, so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father, when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. We'll pause there for just a minute for a couple of comments. Here we've got really the order of events. Paul and Timothy are sent down to Athens, maybe one or two other traveling companions as well. And they're hanging out in Athens for a while. Paul is preaching, and he says to Timothy, just, you know, go back and find out. I gotta know. So Timothy goes back to Thessalonica. He finds that the church is still there. They're standing firm. And he brings that message back to Paul and down in Athens and then soon to be over in Corinth. And then Paul writes 1 Thessalonians in response to this encouraging message that he has heard. And look at the joy here. verse 6 and following. Timothy brought good news about your faith and love, pleasant memories, you long to see us. And he says, how can we thank God enough for you, for in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. There are few things in this world that compare with what Paul describes here. Whether, you know, hearing about your own loved ones or a friend or a congregation that you had once, you know, worshipped with, and then you moved to a different part of the country and then changed to a different congregation. And when you hear back about how they are doing and how your friends and your spiritual family there are doing, when you hear about how maybe somebody that you had first brought to church is now, you know, attending there, or going through classes, or if you ever have the opportunity to share the message of Jesus with somebody, there is nothing that compares with that. But whether you've had that experience or not, each of us can find our place there in the closing verses 12 and 13. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all of his holy ones. That is Paul's prayer for each of us, for you. God bless your day.
Jerusalem, the golden.
Thanks for listening to Green Pastures with Jesus, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church of Fairmont, Minnesota. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our website, www.shepherdofthelakes.net. Pass that along to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives section at our website for previous podcasts. You can find us 9:30 a.m. Sunday mornings at 323 East 1st Street in Fairmont, just up the hill from Richard's Towing. Any questions, contact me, Pastor Hagen, 507-236-9572. God bless your day.
What bliss beyond compare.